On the app, online,
and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
Now, if you think e-tolls, I mean, one of the things that you have to tussle and wrestle with was the public actually properly consulted when it comes to these issues? Well, e-toll, or rather electronic toll collections CEO, that's Courtney Vermaak, says no, that is not the case. He was speaking at the South African Transport Conference being held in Pretoria this week, touching on various issues related to transport and infrastructure. Courtney, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Courtney, I mean, you are quoted as saying that the public was not properly consulted in the process to implement e-tolling in Gauteng. In your own view, what should have been done?
Yeah, I think for me, just a correction on that. Obviously, what we know is that from a legal standpoint, and there's a lot of case law to this effect, is that legally, Sunrail fully consulted with everybody, and I think even the Constitutional Court admitted to that. What we have done is we have actually gone back to a few study groups, and this is the perception of the road user, that they have not been properly consulted. And as in this regard, you know, public perception is their reality, and I think that is where sometimes we do get it wrong. We do actually need to listen to the public. And in my view, you know, I think a better dialogue should have been had. Part of the problem I also think is that perhaps back in 2008, 2009, the public wasn't really that active, you know, in these issues, compared to if you look at the land issue that's currently underway. There's a lot of public participation and there's a lot of opinions that are being raised. And that's encouraging for me to see that South Africans are becoming more and more responsible citizens in South Africa.
Courtney, I often wonder, though, that, you know, what we have these consultations where there are these roadshows where they are asking us as the public to share our opinion. In your experience, do you feel that the public's opinion are actually taken into account, is taken into account, or it's just one of those things where the government wants to look like it's at least giving its citizens an opportunity to comment?
Yeah, I think there's always a risk that this is just a whitewash, you know, and I think especially if you look at the backdrop of, I think, what our study has shown, and that is that the general public do not necessarily trust government to the extent that it should be trusting government. I think corruption has really harmed it, and I think the public trust in government has really been harmed. And as a result of that, I think there could be really a big worry that a lot of this is just a whitewash. My personal perception is that regardless of what happened, our road users do not feel respected. And it's really important if we want to get to the real conversation, which is how do we solve this problem, we actually have to acknowledge that. We actually have to acknowledge that people feel disrespected and acknowledge that and try and find a common way forward.
And talking about finding common ways forward, road infrastructure funding seems to be an issue. Why is this?
Yeah, if you look at the current road network that Sunrail is responsible for, they roughly manage about 23,000 kilometers of road, of which 84% is funded by the fiscus, and around 16% is funded through tolling, or principal, let's call it the user pays. If you look at international norms, South Africa lags in this sector. In America, for example, almost 40% of the national routes are being tolled. And if you even compare it to third world countries like Chile, or a developing country like Chile, then you'll find that South Africa is, there's still a lot of room for us to improve on.
And we talk of a user pay system. What is a user pay system, and why could this be a solution?
Yeah, I think at the conference, well, there are really fundamentally two solutions. The one is to be able to up the fuel levy and raise more tax. Fuel levy tax is the fourth highest tax in South Africa. The problem with the fuel levy is that it's a diminishing fund and that it penalizes the poor. The affluent people can afford more efficient vehicles, and as a result, they pay less fuel per kilometer than poorer people. And so, in my view, it's the fuel levy is an indiscriminate fund, and it normally penalizes the poor. If you look at the user pay principles, and this is the tolling system on the Gauteng open road tolling system, is quite, I think it was innovative around this, and that is that only the high income users and businesses pay for tolling. So the more you use, the more you pay, up to a cap. So the whole thing is eventually capped. So I think the maximum a road user will pay is 266 rand per month, no matter how much he uses the road. But the poor people are not taxed. So the public transport, taxis, and poor people are exempt from tolling. The user pay principle, I think, is an accepted norm. You know, the more we use electricity, the more we pay. The more we use water, the more we pay. And I think that is just part of a normal, vibrant, democratic society.
Kuni, I tell you what, I think we're going to be having many more of these discussions as we move forward, because really, you know, transport infrastructure in South Africa is a real big issue. In Cape Town alone, we have a mammoth discussion that we need to have about parking in the CBD, where the city is talking about possibly charging people up to 400 rands a day just for parking in town. But that's another discussion for another day. Kuni, for this morning, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to chatting with you in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That is Kuni Vermaak, Electronic Toll Collections CEO.